News in brief to catch up on. Here are the snippets on items you would otherwise have missed hearing about. Essex Library Service has received a National Sanctuary Award for showing hospitality and special help to asylum seekers. This includes sanctuary library cards, which grant free access to books, online services and computers in any Essex library without the need for documentation. Welcome leaflets, joining forms and membership information have also been made available in 21 different languages. A Bavarian Mountain Hound from Southminster won Best in Breed at the National Crufts Dog Show. Dan Crockett, 51, entered his canine Bear as a novice because it was his first time competing there and only his third ever show. Dan said, "We're not used to the show ring. He's a working dog and normally out on the field with me." Buying up another company has made an Earlscoln firm the biggest provider of emergency water in the country. Water Direct, based in the Earlscoln Business Park, has completed an acquisition of the Dorset-based company Liquiline. So Water Direct now has the biggest fleet of portable water tankers as it works with water companies across the United Kingdom to provide bottled and direct-to-mains water to homes and businesses. Whittam MP Dame Priti Patel has announced the 13th edition of her annual Get Whittam Reading campaign, this year themed around the Olympics. The initiative helps school children in Whittam, Braintree, the Maldon district and part of Colchester boost their literacy skills. The MP hopes hundreds of children, teachers, parents and community leaders will get involved with the campaign to engage in a range of interactive reading and literacy activities. Dog owners can still let their pets run free in Brockwell Meadows, Kelvedon, after all, it has been revealed. Despite reports to the contrary, Kelvedon Parish Council has said restrictions will not be reintroduced. Instead, Councillor Matt Burgess said, "The Parish Council has decided it will maintain a register of incidents involving dogs." A specially assembled task group of Uttlesford Council will investigate in detail the events preceding and following the revocation of its waste disposal vehicle licence, which saw residents' rubbish and recycling go uncollected for weeks earlier this year. Councillors are also expected to debate issues around claims made for council tax refunds claimed due to lack of service. Maldon MP Sir John Whittingdale and district councillors will be meeting to discuss how to spend £5 million on capital funding for cultural projects announced in the small print of the spring budget. The finance comes as part of the government's levelling up agenda and recognises the role culture can play in supporting Pride in Place. Plans to implement a 20 miles an hour speed restriction in 5 Braintree roads, Broomfield Way, Osier Place, Alan Williams View, Homefield Drive and Badger Mount are under consultation until Friday, March the 22nd. Essex Highways is proposing the restriction to reinforce the new estate's physical features, such as speed cushions, tight road bends and a road hump-like feature called a raised table. Ofsted inspectors have maintained the overall good rating of Latchingdon Sessional Preschool after their latest inspection, but they suggested strengthening the programme of professional development to support staff. A new owner is looking to improve both the restaurant and takeaway service of Doe and Company Pizzeria in Halstead. Thomas Zouge, 36, has stepped into management after working at the former company's head office since 2018. Felsted School has successfully met all requirements in the latest Independent Schools Inspectorate inspection. It received praise for its balanced curriculum, effective teaching. A tour of Berlin, Krakow and Prague was enjoyed by 55 final year pupils of New Rickstone's Academy in Witham. The 8-day visit included remains of the Berlin Wall, a salt mine, Auschwitz, the Topographic of Terror Museum and Prague Castle. Malden High Street Jewellers Anvil and Ivy has shut its doors and moved the business to Purley. Low water pressure meant pupils at Gosfield Primary School started 3 hours late while the issue was fixed.